Welcome to a special feature on the USAID Ministry of Education Partnership for Improved Reading Outcomes. The main goal of the project is to improve the reading skills and performances of grades 1 to 3 students in 450 primary schools. Today we look at the role of reading coaches in project schools. Joining us are Dr. Maureen Byfield and Jennifer Silvera, literary advisors with the project, and Janet Smith, principal of the Lawrence Tavern Primary School. Welcome, ladies. Dr. Byfield, first explain to our listeners who exactly is a reading coach.
In the context of this project, a reading coach is an educator who is qualified with the requisite skills to help our teachers at the grades 1 to 3 level with the content and the strategies in literacy. They help them in planning, delivery, and they also help them in the assessment of reading. Although the coach's responsibility is really to empower the teachers, they also work with struggling readers through the pull-out program.
And how did the project prepare these coaches for their work in the field with teachers in the select schools?
Reading coaches really work in collaboration with the National Literacy Team to execute the National Comprehensive Literacy Program. And they also help in the promotion of the Literacy 1, 2, 3 format in lesson planning. But their initial training before entering the field prepare them to build and foster good interpersonal relationships with the school community and how to provide clinical supervision. At their initial training, each coach received a coaching manual with the requisite information and coaching tips.
Mrs. Silvera, can you tell us what has been the impact of these coaches in the select schools?
The reading coaches have had a tremendous impact on every aspect of school life. They support teachers, students, parents, and school administrators. The Literacy 1, 2, 3 strategy is a part of the National Literacy Comprehensive Program, which the Ministry of Education has adopted since 2009, but the teachers have been having some challenges implementing this program. The reading coaches were able to provide on-site support to the teachers as they transitioned into using this model, and so there has been an increase in the number of teachers island-wide reported to have been successful users of the model. The listeners should note too that the reading coaches not only work with the teachers, but they do have the opportunity to interact with the students. Through the read-alouds, which are conducted with each class, they model for students effective reading skills and strategies, which the students adopt so that they in turn become better readers themselves.
What about the schools where a coach has not yet been specifically placed? How can they benefit from this program?
The schools which do not have the direct support of a reading coach are supported through a variety of ways. The project has distributed to all project schools, including those without the direct support of a reading coach, a lesson plan booklet for grade 2. This booklet provides teachers with a set of lesson plans covering all areas of language learning. We're currently working on plans for grades 1 and 3 as well. Support is also given to these schools through periodic visits by the supervisory reading coach. Personnel from these schools also participate in workshops held at the cluster or quality education circle level.
So these schools do get to benefit as well. Thank you, Mrs. Silvera. Mrs. Smith, your school, you actually have the reading coach program in place. What difference have you seen since a reading coach has been assigned to your school?
The reading coach being assigned to Lawrence Tavern Primary School, I have seen a real dramatic change in the children's performance, especially in grades 1, 2, and 3. I am seeing now children are reading earlier. I've been into classes where sometimes you look at a child and you'd think that this child doesn't look like somebody who will read. But when you sit and you listen to these children reading, you realize they read and they are comprehending. What I find is that the reading coach, they have been so trained that they are able to get the teachers in workshops. And at these workshops, the teachers gravitate because it helps them in their preparation. And I find that they are now catering to the needs of the children, and the children are really improving.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Smith. Thank you, ladies. You have been listening to a special feature on the USAID Ministry of Education Partnership for Improved Reading Outcomes. Joining us today were Dr. Maureen Byfield and Jennifer Silvera, literary advisors with the project, and Janet Smith, principal of Lawrence Tavern Primary School. The feature is brought to you by the USAID in partnership with the Ministry of Education, improving early grade reading skills in 450 primary schools.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.